Ever felt like your to-do list is running your life? If so, you're not alone. In this episode, I'm sharing 5 practical ways to conquer overwhelm and get your business back on track. From tackling the endless inbox to stopping decision fatigue, you're going to learn how to focus on what truly matters. Think about how many times you've been sidetracked by a random email or an urgent task that actually wasn't a priority. I've been there, and I'm going to help you change that. Tune in to learn how to take control, reduce stress, and finally start seeing progress. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus. Because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back to CEO Amplify. I'm so glad you're tuning in today because we're talking about something every single small business owner faces at one point or another, and that's overwhelm. You know the feeling. Your brain is juggling client work, emails, ideas, and a pile of random to-dos. Maybe you've got about 14 half-finished Google Docs open at any given moment. You end the day completely drained, but somehow your to-do list is longer than when you started. Does this sound familiar? The truth is, most business owners miss something very important. Overwhelm isn't usually a time problem. Like most of us think it is. I don't have enough time. But overwhelm is actually a systems problem. And that's exactly why I created the Profitable Small Business Club, because no one tells us that the real secret to a calm, profitable business isn't about working harder. It's about building the right systems, making thoughtful decisions, and learning how to work strategically. Today, I'm going to walk you through 5 ways you can start conquering overwhelm. And a little spoiler, none of them involve working more hours or buying another fancy planner. If your days feel like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole, where you're constantly reacting to what pops up, it's not because you're bad at managing your time. It's because your systems aren't built to support your growth. So here's an example. If you find yourself scrambling to post on social media every time you realize, oh, it's been a few days, then your marketing system is broken. If you rewrite the same onboarding email every time you bring on a new client, then your delivery system is broken. And if you get to Friday wondering where your week went and what you actually accomplished, then your planning system is broken. Growth naturally breaks old systems that once worked. This is completely normal, friends, and I want you to know this. But the solution isn't to drink more coffee and to work longer hours. The solution is to rebuild your systems to match where you are now, not where you were 6 months ago. And this is a huge focus inside the Profitable Small Business Club, because once your systems are solid, the overwhelm starts to fade. So once you understand that overwhelm is rooted in systems, not in your personal abilities, you can actually start doing something about it. So let's dive in. 5 practical ways you can start shifting out of the scattered, stretched thin feeling and into a more calm, focused leadership. So, number 1 practical way is to apply the 3D rule. Yep, D for Donna. In all fairness, no, it's do, delegate, delay. So another cause of overwhelm is treating every task on your list like it deserves equal attention. The 3D rule helps you sort through tasks quickly, but it also ensures you're spending your time on what actually matters for your business goals, not just on the tasks that happen to feel the most urgent in the moment. 1 simple mindset shift that can help you regain control is what I like to call the 3D rule. Do, delegate, delay. So here's how it works. When something new shows up, don't just add it to your list on autopilot. Pause and ask yourself, should I do this myself because it directly moves me towards one of my top goals? Can I delegate this to someone else, even if they won't do it exactly like I would? Or should I delay it because it's not urgent or important right now? Learning to make these decisions quickly can save you hours each week, and more importantly, it frees up your brain from constantly juggling everything at once. This is something I coach on a lot inside of the Profitable Small Business Club, because when you practice the 3D rule, it's one of the fastest ways to lower your stress and clear the clutter. So I'll give you a quick example of this. In my own business, I'm subscribed to another business owner's email list, and of course she's launching one of her services, and it's all about marketing. And I was looking at it going, yes, I could use some help with that. Yep, I need that. Yep, I need that. And then I went to the sales page and I start reading through and I'm debating, do I need to purchase this thing? Then I said, no, it's looking good, right? It's looking like it's going to help me with some of the barriers and bottlenecks that I have. But I have to pause and ask, should I do this myself because it directly moves me towards one of my top goals? Well, no, it didn't move me towards one of my top goals. Can I delegate this to someone else, even if they won't do it? No, if I was going to buy this, I would have to put in the time. And it doesn't move me towards one of my top goals. Should I delay it because it's not urgent or important right now? Yes. And that's exactly what I did. She had a little thing to say, I don't wish to receive any more of these sales emails, but I still want to stay on your list. I click that, out of sight, out of mind. I can almost guarantee you that if I kept getting those sales emails and I kept reading about the sales page and I didn't stop and do the do, delegate, delay and ask myself those questions, I might have purchased that program. But the truth is, it doesn't fit with one of my top goals. I don't have time for it right now. So it isn't urgent and it isn't important and I can't delegate it. So why am I doing it? Okay, so let's just give you a quick example of how you can use this decision-making process when something comes across your plate. All right, the second practical way is to reduce decision fatigue with standard operating decisions. See that? Standard operating decisions, not standard operating procedures. Let's see what this is about. So one of the sneakiest causes of overwhelm is the mental energy that you burn making the small decisions day after day. Just give you an example of that email. Every time I got an email from her during a launch period, which was going to be often, I was going to read through that email. I was going to click the link. I was going to go to the sales page and read through that because, hey, I'm a fact finder over here. I wasn't going to just click. No, I was going to actually spend time on it. That is draining my mental energy. Every time I go look at that, I have to make a decision about whether I'm moving forward with this product or not. And this is what I teach my clients and my members to create standard operating decisions, which is really just a fancy way of saying pre-decide once so you don't have to decide 100 times. For example, decide when you check your email. When in your day are you going to check your emails? Decide when you plan your week. Decide when you follow up with your leads. And once those decisions are made, you can stop wasting time and energy questioning yourself all day long about what you're going to do next. It'll be clear what you're going to do next because now it's time to check your email, right? Now it's time, you're at the end of the week, it's time to plan for next week or the beginning of the week, whatever that looks like for you. Make those decisions once and then rinse and repeat. Standard operating decisions. They can be different in everyone's business, but you decide when you're going to do those things and stop wasting time and energy trying to think what to do next all the time. Inside the Profitable Small Business Club, this kind of decision-making is what helps our members shift from running around in reactive mode to actually leading with more confidence and focus. All right, practical step number 3 is to block CEO Power Hour on your calendar on a weekly basis. So one of the simplest, most powerful ways to prevent overwhelm is to block off time for CEO level thinking. I call this the CEO Power Hour. And during this hour, you step out of reactive mode and you focus on your highest level decisions as the business owner. This is the time to ask questions like, where do I want the business to be 90 days from now? What's working and what's not? Which projects or tasks need my attention to move the business forward? And inside the club, we actually host a dedicated CEO Power Hour call to help members build this habit. Because when you create space for intentional thinking, you make better decisions. And you can avoid a lot of chaos that leads to overwhelm in the first place. So I call this the CEO Power Hour. Each week, take 1 hour to step back from the day-to-day noise and look at your business from the driver's seat. Review what's working. Choose your top 3 priorities for the week. And most importantly, move those priorities onto your calendar. This turns your goals into commitments instead of just wishful thinking. When you stack intentional weeks on top of one another, your progress adds up way faster than you think. Your business will start to grow and start to move forward when you are intentional about how you spend your time. And this is one way to do that. All right. Another way, stop using your inbox as a task list. So if you want to reduce overwhelm, one of the fastest ways to do this is not to be using your email inbox as your to-do list. Think about this for a minute. Your inbox is a collection of other people's priorities, not your business plan, right? So as an example, just because a client requests a revision or a collaborator asks for feedback doesn't automatically mean it should jump to the top of your priority list. Without clear systems, it's easy to confuse the latest message with the most important work, but they are rarely the same thing. So when you treat your inbox like your task manager, you're always reacting. You're not leading. Instead, when new tasks show up in your email, I want you to move them to your calendar or to your project management system. Let your inbox be a place for communication, not planning. And inside the club, I talk about this shift often because making this one small change can give you more mental clarity than any new app or any productivity hack that's out there. All right, and the 5th practical way is to track your wins to build momentum, not just checkboxes. So overwhelm is sneaky, right? It loves to convince you that you're not making progress, even when you are. One simple way to push back against that feeling is to ask yourself during your CEO pulse check, What's one thing I accomplished this week that moved my business forward? When you ask yourself the question this way and you frame it this way, you'll be surprised how often you uncover real momentum, even on those weeks that felt chaotic to you. So one way to silence that voice is to start tracking your wins. Inside the Profitable Small Business Club, I teach members to use what I call the CEO Pulse Check framework at the end of each week. You're going to review what worked, notice what didn't, and adjust for the week ahead. It's a really simple habit, but it trains your brain to focus on progress, not just problems. And if you want to make this even more fun, I once heard of a business owner who writes one win on a post-it note every Friday and drops it into a jar that's sitting on their desk. And then on those tough days, on those times when they just feel like they're not making any momentum, they pull out a few of those post-it notes and remind themselves of the progress that they've made. Inside the club, we have an entire channel in our community dedicated to celebrating wins. Because when you see others making progress, it's a lot easier to believe that you can do it too. Okay, now I want to give you something simple that you can do today to start cutting through the overwhelm and to create real progress. So here's your task or your challenge. I want you to block off 1 hour on your calendar this week for your CEO Power Hour. This is time you're not allowed to check your emails, to jump into your tasks, or to get distracted. Use that hour to think strategically about your business. What are your top three priorities? What's working? What's not? Make sure to schedule your most important tasks, not just urgent ones. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, this sounds great, Donna, but I need some more support with this, then I hear you. Because here's the thing, you don't have to do this alone. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed and start building systems that actually work for you, then I'd love for you to join the Profitable Small Business Club. Inside the club, we work together to help you build clear systems, reclaim your time, and get focused on the things that really matter. This isn't about doing more work. It's about doing the right work in less time. I know what it feels like to be stuck in the weeds, trying to do everything yourself. But I also know that when you shift your focus and start working on the right things, your business can grow faster than you ever thought possible. So if you're ready to make that shift, head over to ceoamplify.ca/profit and join today. I'll help you create the systems, support, and clarity you need to step out of overwhelm and into your role as the CEO you're meant to be. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to hear how you're going to take that next step. I'll see you next time on the podcast. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.